people.
Well, they, yeah, they were merchants. See, they were not farmers. They were people with a different occupation.
Mm-hmm.
They were to sell their wares, and we didn't have much to buy with. See.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he'd give you your lodging for a shirt or something. See, do something with water.
And then would he sell that shirt to somebody else?
Yeah, or he needed it for his family. He needed it himself. See, he had everything was hand wove. Sackcloths, and then when they had sugar sacks or flour sacks and stuff, you could make a shirt out of, see.
Mm.
Now it comes in paper, you can't use it, see. In those days, flour sacks and stock, food for your stock came in sacks, you see, and they'd make coats out of it, and line the coats with it, see, or seal the walls with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same as you would do with paper today, see.
What kind of sacks would they be?
Oh, well, toe sacks. You know, toe sacks, and when they used to meal and stuff in them, it was kind of like a peekaboo blouse, but it was good. You could make anything you wanted to out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for a line, and see, give you your clothes a brace or a wrap around your leg for leggings or anything you want to make, wrap around your shoes and cold weather and snow will keep your feet warm. See, they didn't have.
I thought it was a little rougher than that. Was it pretty rough?
No, it was rough looking, but it was just like a shirt. It was silk, a whole lot. It was stiff. See, it gilt.
It wasn't made out of burlap. Is that something different?
Well, burlap, yeah, about the same thing. It was fine, but see, that was a long time coming when they. They started buying the food for the stock and instead of raising it, see. The grain came in those soul sacks.
Mm.
And then the flour sacks, they could make pretty good dresses out of it, see.
Mm.
Of course, they'd bleach them, get the color out of them from the signs of them, a red or green sign on them, see what it said, the wording on it, flour or sugar, you know, take that word out of that. And they'd make your own soap and to bleach the stuff out. They just boil it out.
Mm-hmm. And then use that for clothing or something?
For clothing. See, and then it's just evolution. It got better. Sometimes the years are getting worse. Sometimes they wouldn't get anything for their crops. Just like it is today or anything. The elements would wipe them out.
Yeah. Well, tell me, did these traveling salesmen ever have any tricks or gags pulled on them?
Is what?
Did they ever have any tricks played on them? You know the old story about the Arkansas traveler?
Well, as far as I know, they did take the hubcap off his wheel or something and get far down the road or something like that, or he just couldn't find his harness or something, or slash one of his traces and sort of give way on him, see.
Yeah.
And get stuck in the mud like they used to when they had automobiles. The farmer would dig a hole out in front of his house. He would come along with a car, didn't have road, charging 50 cents to pull him out. It's always been a little devil going on. But they didn't have many population. They had to play it on each other, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that the merchants of those days, back in 1800 or 1812 or something, it's very little. The transportation was slow. Communication was slow. And they had mail for a long time. They didn't know what it was. Over 3 months. Till you got the Pony Express, you know, and relays. And that kind of opened it up fast. So still, that taking time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they found that they improvised in those days, you might say, to a great extent.
Mm-hmm.
That was what kept them going. Improvise on what they had to do with.
All they did was that.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, what other kind of buildings were there? Like, where were all the livestock kept?
Well, the livestock, they did felled.